and I am still enjoying the light and beauty of my January tree. It lifts my spirits during these bleak days of January. 3 weeks into the month, and I am still embracing my word of 2023. You remember what it is, Leia?
Fresh.
Yes, fresh. So this week I took a fresh approach to grocery shopping, and I went to Woodman's Friday after work and got my grocery shopping out of the way. Ooh. So now I don't have to give it a thought and can have a proper weekend.
Ah, so good. Well, yes, yes, you can even transform yourself a little bit, perhaps.
Yes, I can transform into the butterfly I am.
Yes.
So I am a Midwestern mom to two teens and a tween. I'm a middle school reading teacher and an avid Hall & Oates fan.
Oh, for all of you new listeners, because everybody else knows that. Oh my gosh, we never hear the end of it. Okay, well, hi, I'm Leia, and I am not enjoying any trees in my house. Thank you very much. Instead, I am enjoying my portable heater that I roll around with me all over the house, Edie. I also carry my staticky blankets that are forever shocking me, and I wear fluffy socks. So that's the heating in our house in Beijing, China, where I live and work. I am busy transforming myself, my word of the year, here in Beijing, by posting editions for Audible books. And I got my first thanks, but no thanks yesterday, which I take as a win because I've actually got myself out there. So in my day-to-day life, I am a middle school international school teacher and a mom to two teenage gals, one who has already flown the coop.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Photo string lights, and crazy stuff you can eat.
Ooh, and we'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Guilty pleasures no more.
And, of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, why don't you kick things off for us?
Okay, I'll do that. These may actually be anti-tips, but Edie, they were crazy enough that I just need to share them.
All right.
Yeah, right? Okay. Now, first of all, I had no idea that this was a thing, but it showed up on my Press Reader app the other day. This is another app that I download magazines from that I get free from school. And I found out that there is a Drew magazine, a la Drew Barrymore. Did you know this?
I did know that. Yep. I see it in the grocery, you know, the checkout line.
Mm-hmm. Have you leafed through it before?
No, because I'm just over Drew. But okay. I'm not over the segment. You okay. know, it's just like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so I'm interested in people's opinions on this because to me it seems like Drew is doing Oprah.
You know?
Because
yeah.
First, of course, there's the talk show. Great, which mm-hmm. I haven't watched yet either because I don't happen to get it here in Beijing, but I'm quite mm-hmm. interested in seeing it, and I think it's becoming quite a bit more popular now that it's in its second or third season. But this magazine too, it has her favorite things, you know, she has not what I know for sure, but something very similar. There's lots and lots of photos of her, including on the cover. And you know, I am mm-hmm. a Drew fan. I like Drew a lot, but I'm kind of surprised. It seems almost like plagiarism. I'm not sure what to think, but.
Well, Oprah did leave a void, you know, by mm-hmm. quitting her, or retiring from her TV show, and her magazine is no more. So Drew jumped in, and
she's
perfectly likable. You know, why not?
She's very, very likable. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to read a few more months, and I'll give you my opinion in an upcoming episode. But
all right.
Okay. But meantime, that's just an aside. So you can check out the Drew magazine if you're interested. But in her things she likes, or whatever she calls it in her mag, there is a recommendation for something called cereal glitter. Response?
crickets.
I mean, Edie, I haven't had cereal in years, but what the what?
Yeah.
I got a little curious.
What is it?
Well, I got curious about it. So I decided to investigate a little further, and I went to the website where it's advertised. It's called eatofflimits.com. And here's what it has to say about cereal glitter. We imported this rare edible glitter from the cartoon dimension. It contains only the purest form of natural ingredients and is prized for its iridescent, mystical properties. Sprinkle this glitter over a bowl of cereal while making a wish. If the milk turns blue, your wish might come true. So, there you go. Now, as I spent a little more time on this website, they also have cereals. So cereals and toppers, as I can see so far. And apparently the cereals and their toppers are all natural and vegan. So I suppose as we're looking at guilty pleasures for this, or guilty pleasures no more, this could actually be one of them. I don't know.
Oh, I think cereal is so expensive, Leia. I do buy it for my children, and I'm not spending money on cereal glitter.
Right?
So their milk can turn blue. You can't tell me that this glitter is all natural if it's making milk turn blue.
Right. Yeah, unless it's blueberries. Ugh. Yeah, and you know, I'm of the opinion that generally cereal is like dessert for breakfast. It just doesn't make sense to me, generally. I just can't think that it's very good.
No.
Yeah, so we could go into, you know, the history of how cereal came to be and all that, but let's not. Let's just not do that. But it is an advertiser's dream that started back in the, I don't know, shortly after the Depression, I think. But, yeah, I do have another anti-tip for you. So, most listeners to the pod are of a certain age. Not all of you. We welcome all of you. But a lot of us are in the, you know, 50-something range. And I think we all know about Kool-Aid, right? Do you have any memories about Kool-Aid?
Well, my mom wouldn't buy it because it was all sugar, she said.
Right. My mom wouldn't buy it either, but my oma would.
Okay.
Yes, because we asked. And generally we had the orange Kool-Aid, but you know, there's a lot of colors that it came in back then, and probably even more now, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So TikTok, in its infinite popularity and wisdom, has made this retro Kool-Aid a thing again, because here's the new thing. You can make Kool-Aid marinade.
Oh.
Okay. For your chicken. I suppose you could do it for other things, though. I imagine it works best on a whitish meat, because what you do is you mix the Kool-Aid powder with chili flakes, okay? And then when you bake it, the chicken takes on whatever color of the mix you use.
Oh. So it's like a rub?
Well, I mean, it's right? Yeah, you rub it on with some chili flakes, and then you've got blue chicken, the same as you'd have blue milk or, you know, green or orange or whatever damn color you want. So,
yeah,
retro and fun.
Yes, retro and fun.
Or not. Yeah. Or not.
Or not. No, I don't like these tips, Leia.
Okay, my real tip, Edie, is to go natural in the food department. Let's try some more whole foods, shall we?
Yes, yes. So this Kool-Aid tip was on TikTok. It wasn't in Drew's magazine.
Correct. And it was covered in another magazine referring to TikTok.
Okay.
I can't all remember right. which one. People, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's go. That.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you have?
Okay. Well, recently I thrifted 40 vintage Valentines, Leah. They're so darling and
sweet. I love
sweet.
Them. You put them on the coop a few weeks ago. I adore them.
I did.
Them.
Mm. So I'm like, how can I display these vintage Valentines?
Right.
So I decided to buy a string of 20 photo string lights.
Oh.
So what they are like fairy lights that shine through a clear clothespin, and they're battery powered with 3 AAA batteries or AA.
Okay.
And I strung it in my kitchen window. I got out the hammer and nails and, you know, did what all men are terrified of. I pounded into the wood, you know, surrounding
well
the window. Just pound. And I hung it up, mm-hmm. and then I clipped all of my vintage Valentines to these, you know, lit up clothespins, and it is darling.
Adorable.
I'll post a picture on the coop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I figured that I can just keep these clips up because, you know, when we have a birthday, we can clip up birthday cards, mm-hmm. we can put up photos, I can put up, you know, inspirational quotes, and I find it, like, quite darling. The one thing that I am not pleased with is this battery pack, Leia, because it's quite clunky.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was thinking I would tape a, like, a doily to it.
Okay.
You know, to mask it up. I don't know. That could look stupid, but I have to try something.
Yeah.
I tried chucking it behind some other cards that I had stuffed between the windows, and uh-huh. that didn't work.
Can you put it in a plant or something?
Well, the ledge isn't big enough to do that.
Oh,
if I,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I love it, though. It's
It is. Super cute. Oh, and then the clothespins, like you can either have a steady light or you can turn it and they can flash,
ooh.
You know, which is a bit much, but
yeah.
fun,
you
know.
Well, you're washing the dishes, a little flashing.
Yep.
Can't
a little
hurt
flashing.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire too?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Leah, today's topic was inspired by Dave Grohl, who is frontman for the Foo Fighters and former drummer for Nirvana.
Ah.
He posted a quote, or someone posted his quote, you know, who knows. But his quote contains some barnyard language, Leah, so I'm going to change it to keep it family friendly.
Okay.
Here is what Dave Grohl said. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If you frickin' like something, like it.
Oh, yeah. If you frickin' like something, like it.
Just like it. Like, what is the big deal?
Right.
Oh, what a poet he is, right?
Isn't he, though?
So, for a long time, I have been just cringing at the term guilty pleasures.
Mm.
So, I guess that means I was on the same page with Dave, because I always thought, like, why should I feel guilty about something I enjoy? If, you know, none of my guilty pleasures are hurting anyone.
Yeah, right? I am also not a fan of this phrase, Edie, though I do have to admit, I do use it on occasion.
Well, you need to stop.
I know. Agreed.
As of today.
Okay.
We're putting guilty pleasures, you know, throwing it in the graveyard.
In the bin.
So, in the bin. Let's talk about things that used to be considered guilty pleasures, but are now in the category of things that we enjoy, Leah.
Ah, okay. Well, the thing that comes to immediate mind for me is staying in my PJs all day long and everything that goes along with that. So I would say, oh, it's such a delight to feel free to eat in the bed. Now, Don doesn't like this. Don does not, you know, sometimes I'll say to him, let's just eat in bed tonight. And he'll be like, no, thank you. Let's eat at the table. Or he doesn't mind even eating in the living room on like TV trays or whatever. But he's not a fan of eating in the bed. I, on the other hand, think it's absolutely decadent and delightful.
All right.
Okay. So staying in my PJs all day, eating in bed, and not even feeling badly if I don't go outside for supposed fresh air, right? Like sometimes you just don't want to go outside. So, and on these days when I stay in my PJs all day, you know, I'm often reading something delightful. I'm viewing, like, Emily in Paris is something I'm catching up on right now, so I might need to have an all-day PJ day one of these days just to finish watching that very, very unstressful series. But it also means catching up on sleep, perhaps, if I want to have a little nap, and definitely saying no thank you to any invites and not feeling guilty about it.
All right. I am just, I have a ways to go with this, Leah, because I'm just getting nervous.
Are you? Like, does that seem like a bridge too far?
Like saying that you're in your PJs all day. I was thinking about that lady. Do you remember flylady.com?
No. What is that again?
She was just someone who, like, helped people with, like, cleaning and clutter clearing. Oh. And her thing was to, like, shine your kitchen sink every night.
Oh, no.
And she said that you had to, like, get out of bed and put on your hard-soled shoes, and, you know.
Oh, forget about it.
I am just so, like, productivity is really ingrained in me. Like, you must be productive in order to be worthy. And I would like to let go of that, but I could feel that just like rising up in me.
You're railing against my tip. Oh, no.
I think your tip is excellent, Leah. And I aspire to do that, though I am with Don and I'm not going to eat in my bed.
Really?
You know, but I can see how it would be fun. Oh. I'll like drink tea in my bed, but that's about it.
Oh, no, nothing better. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, what's your first guilty pleasure that is becoming just a pleasure?
Okay, my guilty pleasure, now pleasure, is, Leah, I have a shelf of sticker books.
Yes, I believe it.
A whole of shelf of them. Mm-hmm. And whenever I order another sticker book, I like feel so guilty, but I'm like, but I love stickers. I put stickers on everything, and I have this shelf because now you can get like hard-backed sticker books from, I know this has been a tip or a trick, the John Darien sticker book, and I have, you know, so many sticker books. I'm rustling around right now looking at them, and I have even, oh, here's an antiquarian sticker book for the bibliophilia. Inya.
The bibliophilia inya.
Yeah. So my sticker collection is ever growing and I love it and I can't get enough of stickers. And stickers, I guess, are something, you know, do I need stickers?
No.
Perhaps. Well, no, but you know. So anyway, I sometimes feel guilty because, you know, I feel like I should be buying a carton of eggs instead of these sticker books.
Well, your children aren't going hungry because you're buying sticker books, right?
No.
It's not like you're gambling away all of your money.
I'm not. I'm buying sticker books. So.
$1.99 on sale at Target.
Oh, yeah. No. These John Darien sticker books, Leah, I think they're like $20 or $18.
Ooh, outrageous.
It's outrageous. I could get 36 eggs for the price of this sticker book.
Right?
Oh, goodness.
Well, you know what? That's ridiculous. Just love your stickers and let go of the guilt. In fact, Edie, I kind of think that you could become a sticker designer. right?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
It could go along with your greeting card, your Prairie Girl Greeting Company. You could also have Prairie Girl Greeting and Sticker Company.
And stickers, yes. Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay, just let it go, girl. Let it go. Okay, so my second idea about letting go of the guilty pleasures is this idea that women in particular tend to talk about a lot, is that, oh, I'm going to have a cheat day with food, right?
Mm.
That's so stupid, right? It's just, it's honestly, it's such an unproductive thing. And it's just wrong to frame it in that way. I mean, I don't diet anymore anyway. You know, I don't think about food in that way. But it's just, if you're going to think about something that you really enjoy eating and you're going to do it in a way that gives you pleasure, that it's not, you know, like secretive eating in your closet. That's something different. That's your own form of cheating. That's like cheating on yourself in a way. But if you're just going to say, I want to eat this chocolate bar because it's so enjoyable and this is just the right time to do it and it would give me so much pleasure and, you know, it would help me finish marking my report cards or whatever it might be, well, just eat the chocolate bar, right? Or the candy bar, as you say in the States. But also, I guess my thought is, how is it cheating, especially when you're enjoying food with friends, right? Or just simply deciding to enjoy food. There's nothing cheating about that.
Oh, Leia, what a good point. I hate this term, cheat day.
Right?
But I used to, back when, you know, I was into diets or did diets. I used to always use that term.
Me too.
Cheat day.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say something like, oh, I'm choosing to, you know, go out for margaritas and Mexican food tonight and I'll even have dessert and what a delightful time that will be, right? We don't do that every day. It's a pleasure, but not a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, cheat day. That cheating is something, you know, that's
wrong and
that
bad.
You get in trouble for.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So let's obliterate that from let's just take that out of our vocabulary along with guilty pleasures.
All right, here's my next guilty pleasure, though it seems rather silly. I like to check out piles and piles of cookbooks from the library, Leia, many that I have to put them in one of those canvas bags that you bring to the grocery. And I love spending hours looking through them, reading the recipes, and I have no intention of making anything in any of those cookbooks. That's it. You know, it seems to me like it's a waste of time and I should be doing something else.
No, it's a pleasure. It's like leafing through a magazine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when we were small, my mom had quite a collection of cookbooks. And when we were younger, my sister and brother and I, some of them were so colorful. And in particular, there was one, it was a French cookbook with things that we'd never seen before, you know, like frog legs and aspic and then these decadent cakes. It was just the whole gamut, right? But we would just... And it was glossy, which we loved. And we would spend hours just looking at the pictures and fingering them and imagining ourselves eating them. And of course, I don't think my mother ever made anything from that cookbook, but we adored it.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember reading my mom's Betty Crocker cookbook. And it had like tips throughout it. And one of them was to like take off your apron and comb your hair and put on some lipstick before your husband came home.
Oh, no.
I would read that and I'm like, you know, good idea. Though I never saw my mom do that.
Thank goodness. Yes, the gullibility, right? What media can do to us.
I know. Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
No, you just sign out those cookbooks, girl, and lap them up and don't make a darn thing. Unless you want to.
Yeah. Well, I like looking at Jamie Oliver's cookbooks in particular because he often has lovely pictures of his like herb gardens and veggie beds, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so, so lovely. It's kind of like when you pretend you're floating on a lake, you know.
Yes.
I pretend I'm walking among those garden beds, picking herbs. So fun.
Fabulous. Oh, that's good. Now, no need to feel guilty about that. That's ridiculous.
All right, then.
Okay. So I have one more, and this is something I have felt guilty about before, and I'm bringing it up because I plan to do it tomorrow, and that is pretending that I am single.
Leah, this sounds really bad.
Well, it's not. It's actually okay. Not, Edie, because
you
it doesn't...
You need to explain.
Okay. It doesn't encompass the entire day and night. In fact, it's kind of around dinner time that this happens. Mm-hmm. So, for example, tomorrow, I know that Emily and Dawn really want to get some jiaozi. Those are the Chinese dumplings. And, you know, and they're abundant here in China. You can get them all over the place, and they're quite delicious. People love them. And Chinese New Year is here, and so it's a good time to be eating dumplings. But honestly, Edie, I can't abide the smell of them. There's just something about jiaozi. Like one of the most popular foods in China, especially during festivity times. But I don't do them, right? So on the days that my family wants jiaozi, what I do is I skip dinner altogether and I disappear into the bedroom. Oh, I pop myself a huge tub of popcorn, okay? And then I run a hot tub of water, okay? I usually, though I haven't been drinking fizzy drinks other than soda water, but I usually get a Coke Light, so that'll be different tomorrow. I'll have soda water tomorrow. But then I slip into the tub, I have my popcorn, or in the tub or in bed. It's actually better in the bed because when you drop popcorn into the tub, it gets, it's kind of blech. But anyway, I just do my thing in the bedroom and I let the rest of the family enjoy their meal. And I'm just in there going, this is what a single gal does. If she doesn't want to eat dinner, she doesn't. She has popcorn. She has Coke. She hangs out. She watches shows. No obligations. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night.
Well, Leah, I love that, but I don't think this is you pretending that you're single, and I'm not sure that's what single girls do.
Well, they must do it sometimes.
Well,
don't you think Mary Tyler Moore did that on occasion?
Well, I can't really talk about Mary Tyler Moore because of my next guilty pleasure, Leah.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
It's a perfect, transition.
Use it.
So, usually when I'm listening to podcasts or books on tape, I'm like folding laundry. I'm like weeding the garden. I'm sweeping the floor. Mm-hmm. But something, a guilty pleasure is that I like to sit on the couch and listen to the podcast Celebrity Book Club with Chelsea Devantes. So Chelsea and a friend, here's a tip or a trick about this podcast. One, start listening in at about minute 6 because she does this whole boring thing about how her and the friend she's talking with know each other, and I don't care.
Okay.
So if you just zip along to 6, and also this podcast is not wholesome.
Okay.
It's not
family
wholesome.
Friendly.
It's not family friendly. So if that's don't listen to it if you want a family friendly podcast. But anyway, Chelsea and her friend, they almost 100% only read memoirs written by female celebrities. Ooh. And they just like dish. And the last episode, Leah, that I listened to was on Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
And yes. And they use her words. And Mary Tyler Moore, who you see on screen, Mary Richards.
Yes.
Laura Petrie. That is not her. She was actually And I'm just going, I did not read this memoir. And usually after I listen to like these celeb memoirs, them dish about it, I don't read the memoir. Uh-huh. But she was not a very likable person.
Really?
You know, she's no one that I would want to be friends with. And they were like devastated, you know.
Yes.
By it as
well. I don't even want to hear this. I'm going to block it out of my.
I know. No. I know. Mm. So. My advice is don't, if you like really like a celebrity, don't listen to them talk about their memoir.
Okay. Skip the one you're the most interested in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Though they did break out of only reading female memoirs and they read Matthew Perry's.
Okay.
Woo! Okay. Woo, was that a hoot?
I know. Well, I've read the book, so I know it's a hoot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's actually quite sad, but huh. Okay. So your tip is actually it's okay to not be productive when you're listening to an audiobook or a podcast. Is that right?
Yes. Okay.
So friends, roosters, and chicks, pour yourself a cocktail. Sit on back and listen to this podcast. Enjoy. You don't need to be doing it.
Enjoy.
A thing. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week.
Every week, we share our Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook, a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and give your opinions and recommendations.
This week, your challenge is to indulge in one of your so-called guilty pleasures and enjoy it without feeling guilty.
Yes, lean into it and luxuriate. And let us know what it is that you plan to do on the Chit Chat Coop. Please do join us there if you're not already a member.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yep. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs. I've actually been posting a bit lately, Edie. And to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yeah, I was thinking that after I'm done podcasting, I might listen to Celebrity Memoir and post some Valentines in my store, Leia.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah. Go for it.
So we'd also love a review on iTunes if you're so inclined because it helps people find the pod.
Yes. Oh, hang on. Back to you and posting some Valentines on your Etsy store. So go and check them out, people, because Valentine's is coming quicker than you think. And yeah. It's great to have some cards in the wheelhouse.
Be prepared.
Yes. Okay. So it's been my pleasure to edit this podcast for your listening pleasure.
Oh, boy. You're doing a great job, Leia.
I'm trying.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.